The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Andy Williams, hey, it's Hanukkah. Al, you got to put on a little Adam Sandler for me, no? We got to put the Hanukkah song on.
We got 2 hours left.
No, we got two. Yeah, all right. We'll play. But happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends on the Festival of Lights. And we wish you all the very, very best. Makes more. See, Hanukkah makes. Listen, I'm a big Christmas guy. Love Christmas. But I always have a problem with getting too many gifts for my kids because I spoil my children terribly. Guilty as charged. Hanukkah, it's so great. You have eight days, you go a present a day, you know, the kids can't ask for anything more. I mean, it's more logical. Me, it's all volume. It's all volume. I am so bad Christmas time, and forgive me. I get the certain wrapping for each kid, different wrapping, that you know, for a child. Then I got four little ones. Yeah, not so I don't have to worry about Joey so much because he's older, right? But I always get there and put them all together. And you know, how did I spend yesterday? Thank you for asking. I went on Amazon, you know, and I go on Amazon and I try to do local business, which I do. I go to this place called Tons of Toys, it's called, in Morris County. And I go over there and I got a whole bunch of cool, fun, retro kind of toys, right? Then I go on Amazon and I get a whole bunch of other toys and I found something on I'm telling you this because if you're looking for something, because Allie's like 19, so it's impossible to, what do you get a 19-year-old, you know? And I got Uncommon Goods is the name of the website. They're not sponsoring, but I just wanted to tell you that I got some really nice little, you know, gifts that she could use. And you know, in her dorm. And so I got all, now I placed them all out on the dining room table and I'm in all in order ahead of myself. So it worked out very, very good. But I spoil it terribly. That's why we were talking about it earlier, is when my daughter had her 14th birthday. You know, and so it was a while ago, but she celebrated it Saturday. They sent a limousine and I couldn't say no, but you know why? She's such a good kid. Her grades are great. She's, by the grace of God, she's such blessed with this beautiful child, as I am with all my children. But they sent a limo. I'm in a limo. The limo. I didn't have the limo at my wedding like that, for crying out loud. And with gold wings. It's open. And all I kept saying is, how much am I paying for this, right? But it, you know what? It was worth it. And then, like I said earlier on the show, I had to do it. They all went into New York, all the girls. And the mom said, Olivia's mom says, oh, you can go with us. I don't want to be all the girls in the car, like 70 girls, whatever. So I said, I'll drive in. And I drove in and I gave Olivia flowers, you know, at dinner. So it was really, really nice. But that's how I spent my weekend. I was dorked at it out all weekend long. Got the presents in order, so I'm good to go. Meantime, mourning the loss of George Herbert Walker Bush. But can I be positive about it? 94 years old. It wasn't like, you know, it was a, God forbid, a tragedy or something like that. He lived 94 years. That's a long life. You have to appreciate it. You have to celebrate it. And he, as you look and you watch and you listen to some of the recordings, he was a great American, very dedicated. He seemed like a very humble guy. Never, and I say that as just plain not a Bush fan, that never understood the whole thing. And even when I had the privilege of meeting President George Herbert Walker Bush down at that National Italian American Foundation, even when he mispronounced my name, Joe Piscopo, Sylvester Stallone, I still saw the goodness in the guy and Barbara Bush as well. This was a very, very nice couple, but never understood the whole Bush legacy. But when you look at it now, how he was so reserved, he talked about being measured as president of the United States and understanding, like, when the Berlin Wall came down, he could have had a press conference. We did it. Yeah, he could have had a whole big celebration, and he didn't. He wanted to give Gorbachev some breathing room because we did what we had to do. We took the wall down thanks to Ronald Reagan, and Bush played that very, very always. He was always very, very humble in that regard. So may his soul rest in peace. He really, I mean, when you think Frankie Five Boroughs, when you think about, he was a congressman, then he went on to become the ambassador before the CIA. Is that the way it worked?
Yeah. Well, what happened was, so he was elected to Congress, first Republican to represent that part of Texas in decades, if ever. And then Nixon asked him to run for United States Senate.
Will you run? Will you run, George H.W.? I am not a crook. Just run for me. You'll make me look good. I need someone who hasn't been arrested. I need someone who hasn't done a dastardly deed. I said, I would give anything. You give money. Roger Stone's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and he'll tell you about that. Oh, Dick Nixon and Roger Stone in the same room together talking as Roger Stone as a young tough guy. Come on, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Sure. But so,
you know, Roger, give me a scotch. Oh, let's talk to Roger about that in the 9 o'clock hour, the one hour. I was a Nixon fan. I liked Dick Nixon. I did. I was in high school. I liked the president. Anyway, I'm sorry.
So, he ran for U.S. Senate in 1964, right? Didn't win. Then he got elected to Congress, and then Nixon convinced him to run again for the U.S. Senate in 1970. So he easily would have gotten reelected to his congressional seat, but instead Nixon needed help in Texas, so he couldn't stand the incumbent senator Ralph Yarborough, so he gets Bush to agree to run statewide for U.S. Senate. Now, the Texans couldn't stand Ralph Yarborough either, so they threw Yarborough out in a Democratic primary and put Lloyd Benson in. So it sets up this matchup of Benson versus Bush in 1970, and Bush loses. And so Nixon realizes he owes Bush one for giving up a safe congressional seat, appoints him ambassador to the UN as sort of a consolation prize for running and losing this U.S. Senate campaign. And then, you know, he then became chairman of the RNC, and then, the rest is history.
Yeah, head of the CIA. And, you know, I don't think we could imagine what it's like to have to keep quiet when you see things and hear things, not to mention being president, but if you're head of the CIA, I mean, really, you know, right, Frankie? It's like you got the things you find out, you don't even know what happened, what's going on day to day, things that we regular Americans will never find out. But Bush always handled it. It seemed to be but I can't decide if he was really as classy as the guys I think, and I think he was. But without the 24-hour news cycle, you could do a lot more back then. You think about that.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
Now everything that there's reason there's leaks is because they need the content. The newspapers don't just put out a newspaper. Back in the day, the Newark Evening News used to come out in my neighborhood in the morning, and then they had the Newark Evening News, and then there was a morning paper as well that would come out. There were two papers, right? The morning edition, the evening edition. Now it's 24/7 online. They need content, and to the point, and I think that is the result of fake news, because they really do make things up as you go along, right, Frank?
It's such a good point. You know, The Guardian, the newspaper, The Guardian, which is supposedly this, you know, vaunted establishment media that is this big media outlet of record, they reported over a week ago that Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange in the embassy in Ecuador. Now, forget about the fact that no other media outlet has reported this, but this has got to be one of the most surveilled places in the world, and there's no video, there's no photos that show Paul Manafort walking into this embassy, not to mention the fact that everybody involved in this so-called meeting, namely Assange and Manafort, they both deny that it happened. And yet The Guardian can still print this with impunity. So the no evidence, not backed up by any documentary evidence whatsoever. All the participants in the meeting deny that it happened, and no other media outlet will report it. And yet the Guardian still insists that it occurred.
I know. And now President Trump's former advisor, Roger Stone, is reassuring he was never in touch with WikiLeaks, as Frankie's just talking about the leaked Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential campaign. Roger made the comments on ABC's This Week, saying that is absolutely correct. When asked if it was true, he never spoke with Julian Assange, the founder of the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks. Right. He explained he turned over one direct message. To the House, this is Roger Stone, turned over one direct message to the House Intelligence Committee between the flack for WikiLeaks and himself, in which he essentially brushed him off. So we're going to talk to, he said that immediately leaked it to, they leaked it to Atlantic Magazine. What a mess. What a mess. And I'll tell you what, Roger's going to join us live, and we're going to talk to him about all of this, what's going on. This is just, when you see... In my opinion, the mismanagement of the Mueller probe, they have nothing, and the collateral damage, and like the president himself said, and look, I ain't sticking up for anybody one way or the other. Objectively speaking, this is wrong, because they took innocent people whose now legal bills are in hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I don't understand how and I have immense respect, certainly for the FBI, certainly for the Department of Justice, certainly for, you know, trying to keep our country safe. What has this got to do with keeping our country safe? Has nothing to do with it. And what Michael Cohen says, Michael Cohen lies. He lied that he lied. Oh, about some kind of the president thinking about doing a deal in Russia before he was president. Excuse me. How does that hurt our national security? Shouldn't we be more worried about North Korea and Iran and Russia and Syria and the jihad that is against America and the people trying to take over the country? Isn't that something I'm just saying we should be more concerned about, you know? On a much more vital note, apparently, I love that we got this tweet about maple syrup. And this gal tweeted Kim on Kim Banks on the Twitter. Thank you, Kim. And she sent a whole litany of how maple syrup, in this case, Crown maple syrup, that who we advertise for, makes the maple syrup, how meticulous it is. Did you know it was just to that degree you had to do that, Frankie?
Yes. They take stuff seriously over there.
It was, and the way they tap the tree, when they tap the tree, where to put the little tap thing inside the tree, the tap thing, that's a technical term. And my nephew, Brett, he does it. He will bring you his homemade maple. It takes years. Now they have, this is Kim Banks. This is great. This is for you, Frankie. I'm thinking of a new kind of Manhattan cocktail featuring bourbon and Crown maple syrup. You've done that already, haven't you, Five Boroughs?
Well, the bourbon smash, the Crown maple bourbon smash is
a maple
similar
syrup
to that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you put it in your booze by yourself? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, I like if I'm in the mood for something a little sweeter, then I will. But usually, you know, I'm not much of a for sweet liquors. You know, rosé is about the sweetest I will go, and that's usually just during the summer. But like last night, I was doing just. I usually just do straight whiskey, you know, neat.
Yeah, 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 without the maple syrup in it. But thank you, Kim.
But if I'm ever in the mood for something a little sweeter, I will put the Crown Maple in there.
How about me working, doing a show midnight on Friday?
I'm very impressed.
Isn't that wild, though, huh? Is that the best? Al, you proud of me?
Huh? I know you're what? Right? Huh? Huh? I was asleep while you were doing that show. Actually, I enjoyed the first of the many beers that Arthur Idala gave me in my German Advent Christmas calendar. So I had the first two already.
On Friday night.
Well, I had one Friday and I had one Saturday.
Right.
Because I don't want to drink on Sunday. You
one
know.
A day or two?
Yeah, you're supposed to do one a day, I'm going to try and do, you know, what I can. I mean, I'm not going to be able to drink all of them by the time.
Did you not drink on Sunday because it was like our day of rest? Is that
no,
what you
because
wanted?
I have to go to work the next day. I don't like to drink, you know.
Really?
I rarely drink during the week.
Look at that.
Special occasions, yes, but I really try to
imbibe
during the week. Well,
I can't imagine drinking scotch during a broadcast. Oh, yeah.
No, well, you know.
That's
no,
story.
They used to. See, this is how the Giants and Jets do things differently. At the old Giants Stadium, the Giants used to leave out. It was an edict of Wellington Mara. After the game, there would be a case of a regular beer and light beer
really?
At the game for the writers. So, you know, you come back after being in the locker room. You come up, you grab a beer, you have a beer while you're writing your story or whatever, doing, you know, whatever it was. When we moved to the new building, they did away with that. But for years, that was the, you know, kind of the after, you know, whatever, game drink. Everybody would grab a Budweiser or whatever. Yeah. I don't want to mention the people, you know, involved, but, you know, it was fun.
That is good.
They don't do that anymore now. But the Giants definitely put out a much better spread when it comes to food. Than the Giants, than
tell
the Jets.
Me, tell me,
the
before
Jets
we go to break, tell me what you and Russ Salzburg did. This is funny.
So yesterday, the Giants are up by 10, 12, whatever it was. And it's just about 2 minutes left. They just hit the two-minute warning. And I said, you know what? All right, time to get down because I have to get a guest after the game. I wanted to get down early, beat the rush of the crowd. And you never know how the drunk tank is. The drunk tank, we have to walk past the drunk tank to get to the locker room. So sometimes when it's a really good game, there's a lot more drunks that have been arrested than, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't. So I get over to the locker room. I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody yell out an expletive. They kick the field goal. And then I hear another expletive. Up, they got the onside kick. I'm like, are you kidding me? So now I walk back over. There's a TV by the drunk tank. And Russ is standing there and a few other people. And we're looking and I'm going, they can't be really scoring this touchdown, can they? And sure enough, a couple plays later, boom, the Bears score, tie the game to go to overtime. So now Russ and I look at one another. We have to go back upstairs because the game's not over. It could go all the way. You know, overtime is a very tricky, and it's not the first team that scores wins unless they score a touchdown. So we got to go all the way back upstairs and wait. So Russ in the elevator goes, I guess I gave him the Malocchio, you know, and, you know, coming down early.
But
I
they mean, pulled oh, it out, man. They pulled it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, lucky, but they pulled it out. That was a game that if they had lost would have really been a devastating loss for them. To come away with the win was pretty impressive. The Jets, on the other hand, up 16, and they blow it late. Not good. Six straight they've lost now.
Big Al Gattula right there, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie Duhame out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I know. I was paying attention to those games, too. I feel bad for Todd Bowles at the Jets. I just so painful to see them keep losing and losing, you know.
And but, and they held it most of the game. They were ahead. I mean, yeah. It's just like
Hey, at least the Giants pulled it out, right? At least the Giants did it, you know. Thank goodness they won. Yeah.
Good weekend, Deb, for you.
Yeah, it was nice. It was relaxing, you know. Not as busy as yours. I mean, running into the city, delivering flowers, singing at midnight on Friday.
Midnight on stage. Being chased by people in strange outfits on stage.
I wish you had video of that. I'm sure it's somewhere. I ran.
Okay, I'm running around. Only me.
To see that.
Joey Benefit, baby. I tell you, I had the best time ever. Great event. And what a great event. We'll talk about it again as we go along in the morning. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Right now, we want to go to Debbie. She's got traffic news for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Good morning, Joe. Inbound GWB, that's 35. Lincoln, 30. Holland, about 40. Traffic busy, 80 East, exit 30. Getting out toward Mount Arlington. It's an accident there to deal with. Garden State Parkway North at 145. Accident being cleaned up. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane is heading north at 11. Accident in the center lane there. And traffic is still moving slowly as you take a ride to the West Side Highway. West Side Highway northbound in the 150s. Serious accident. Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike. An accident there. LIE eastbound at Springfield Boulevard. They're working on a collision. And it's still busy on the Sawmill southbound getting down through Yonkers with an accident cleared. Sponsored by Eggland's Best Eggs, the only choice for your family. Are you on the go? Hungry for a quick pick-me-up? Try Eggland's Best hard-cooked peeled eggs. Delicious taste, superior nutrition, and so convenient for your busy lifestyle. Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow lays out an immigration strategy.
I think the solution here is DACA for those that are here. I think also a pathway to citizenship under all the caveats we gave you, and then border security. And my friends that are left of center, my friends at a writer center should be able to come to agreement on that. It just makes sense. Because there's no self-deporting 20 million people. That's never going to happen.
Jay Sekulow Live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Tis the season for more shopping online, more booking travel, more using sketchy websites to find the perfect gift, and all of that activity while using your devices. Well, It could expose more of your personal information. And if that exposed information ends up in the hands of cyber criminals, you could have a bigger problem than an online store running out of the gift you promised your oldest. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton to help keep your holidays happy. LifeLock helps with threats to your identity, like someone opening accounts in your name. And Norton Security protects your devices against cyber threats like malware. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you've got LifeLock with Norton, you've got comprehensive protection for your identity and devices. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code PRAGER for an extra 15% off your first year. That's promo code PRAGER for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
Hey, they say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. It's Michael Medved here for American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, well, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying $5, $10, and $20 gold coins. Now, unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, they haven't broken even yet on their investment. Now, it's incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 300% since then. So, while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing doesn't matter that much. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. My experience has shown me that, and that's why I only deal with Nick Rovich and the American Federal team. Whether you're buying or selling, call American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Call toll-free 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Thank you, Michael. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:25 right now. If you have been in an accident and need to talk to a lawyer about your case, how many times do I tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm? John and Brent Bramnick, their 18 lawyers, are standing by as I speak to answer your question. I know John Bramnick. What a great guy. Great guy. And for 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents. And it's always on a contingency basis. You got to love that. No recovery, no fee, by the way. And during those past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether they need a lawyer or not. And the Bramnicks will come to your home. How much do you love that? They will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. And you can call 7 days a week to get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. Here's a number for the Bramnick Law Firm, please. 877-423-4878. It's 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. That's johnbramnick.com.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad! Prospero Año y Felicidad!
William Shatner bringing in the Christmas season. It's called Shatner Claus. Shatner Claus is the name of the album. But the thing is, now what happened, Frankie? Did you text or email or tweet Bill Shatner, and he tweeted back?
I tweeted. I didn't even tweet. I just tweeted that I thought his version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was the finest Christmas song ever recorded, which I stand by. And he gave me a special Shatner shout out for my musical tastes.
He did. He tweeted out. Did you see that? And then Al got it, and I said. And so we.
I said we have been playing the album all morning on the Joe Piscopo Show, and he liked my tweet.
We're in. We're in negotiations to get Mr. Shatner back.
Well, we got to get him on. Great guy, great sense of humor, and he's 87.
87.
And apparently rides a bicycle every day.
Did you see that? Did you see that, man? But do respect that, Al. It's Hanukkah today. Can we do some?
Well, Shatner's Jewish. That's why Al.
Yeah, there we go.
Christmas music.
Okay.
From Jewish artists.
that count? Is that
some
count
explanation
for Hanukkah celebration?
No, yes. It doesn't. But next hour we'll play some Hanukkah.
And remember, Adam Sandler in the Hanukkah song specifically mentions Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock as two very prominent Jewish.
There is something that is hysterical, and I saw Ben Stiller tweeted it. Ben Stiller tweeted it, and it was Adam Sandler from his Netflix special. It's called My Bar Mitzvah Boy. Bar Mitzvah Boy. It's drop dead. I mean, hysterical, but it's so inappropriate. I couldn't play it on the show because he uses foul language. But aside from that, it is so funny. I think that's new from Sandler, right, Albert? That would be new from him, right?
I think so. Yeah.
And you gotta listen to it. You guys will love it. But it's called Bar Mitzvah Boy, I think it is. And Ben tweeted it out. I'm looking for it here. It was just as funny as ever. But unfortunately, it was kind of raw, as it were. And we didn't want to be inappropriate because we have a lot of folks that don't like that sort of thing. So we appreciate that and we respect that. Hey, Five Boroughs. Before we break, and then Greg Jarrett's going to join us. You don't want to miss Greg Jarrett because Greg wrote this great book called The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. And we're going to be talking to Greg about, he's a legal and political analyst for Fox News, as you know. You see him with Sean all the time. And he's going to talk about Michael Cohen, the cooperation agreement. James Comey is going to testify later in the weekend. And the latest on this ridiculous Mueller fiasco. But you forget. And Roger Stone's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Very privileged to have Roger because everybody wants to talk to Roger Stone. He's kind enough to jump on the air with us this morning. Frankie, but the president had a great meeting at the G20. They don't want to talk about anything that's positive at all, which is really... It really gets to me because the president, they said 2.5 hour meeting with President Xi of China.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to talk about. The president's right across the table. And I think it's good that he puts China's feet to the fire finally. And then the USMCA was signed. He had Justin Trudeau down there last week. This was a pretty darn good week for President Trump.
It was. And it was also, I think, a very high risk, but I think a very worthwhile strategic set of negotiations on the part of President Trump, especially with respect to the USMCA. So not only never heard of that.
the replacement for NAFTA, right? Got it.
So, but not only does Trump announce this trade deal with the current president of Mexico, not the incoming president of Mexico, and Justin Trudeau, and this is a trade deal that's going to be good for all three countries, especially America. Even the president's harshest critics, by the way, are acknowledging that. Even the ones that basically say this is just window dressing on NAFTA. That's what Charlie Gasparino said. Oh, they renamed it, right? But even nobody says this is a bad deal for America. So in addition to that, now the question is, how do you get Congress, including now a Democratic House that is going to try and oppose everything the president does, to approve this, which they have 6 months to do? So Trump, and this is very, as a gambler, I love this because it's very high risk, but I think it's brilliant. He announced that the United States is withdrawing from NAFTA. So now, if Congress doesn't approve the USMCA, then they have no NAFTA and no USMCA, and all those other trade barriers that existed prior to 1993, they all immediately get clawed back into place. And so there's so much pressure on Congress now to approve this UMCA, because otherwise there's no free trade on this continent whatsoever. So I think that is pretty interesting. Now, the situation with what we're seeing with China has been totally misunderstood and misreported by people in the media. Now, basically what the president has done here is he's giving China 90 days to do something. Now, that something includes buying more American goods. That something includes labeling fentanyl, which is killing more Americans than ever, as a controlled substance, and that something includes, hopefully, getting China to stop stealing American intellectual property. Now, for 90 days, the president is simply delaying the tariffs that were scheduled to be raised in January. Now, the tariffs that were already in place, the 10% that have already been in place for the last few months, those remain in place. So these people that are talking about, Trump getting out negotiated, that couldn't be further from the truth. The tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the country that are already in place, those remain in place. And you know what? Unless there's something concrete here in 90 days, because President Xi is the master of, vague promises of reform and then not doing anything, then those other tariffs that are going to go in place in January, they're going in place. So my hope here is that, I mean, we're going to see a phenomenal stock market week, but my hope is that the president doesn't get too wowed by all these stock market increases this week. And because Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow and Gary Cohn, those guys, even though Gary Cohn's not there anymore, those guys, they everything they do is motivated by a higher stock market. But the president's policy on China and his natural instincts are the right ones. Hmm. And he shouldn't give, even if there's a huge stock market week this week, he shouldn't relent on these tariffs with China. Because if there is a trade war or the continuation of a trade war, America will win. Yep. So let them try and feed their people without any American soybeans. Yeah. See how that works.
Hey, Episcopo of the Morning, 8:34. Hey, before we go to break, we have a Greg Jarrett coming up. And I want to make sure we have the right amount of time for Mr. Jarrett. But I'm watching, I'm looking online here, Frankie Five Boroughs. People are, they're just hitting each other. Like, well, here's one guy who had a Make America Great hat, and he gets cold cocked from behind. Ugh, I'm watching it now. I don't even want to post it. And I don't even know where this was. But the cold to walk up to a person and hit them from behind. What kind of cockroach coward do you have to be just because you disagree with that person politically? This is crazy. I think maybe it always happened and we just didn't have social media to the point we have it now, Frank.
That's a good point. I mean, but you're right. It does seem like things are a lot worse and a lot more polarized.
And they go, much worse than anything President Trump or his followers, his base does or has ever done. They seem just so terribly, flagrantly violent from the left. And I wish the left would address that. Episcopo in the Morning, it is 8:35. Greg Jarrett's going to join us momentarily. Roger Stone in the 9 o'clock hour. You are always welcome at 877-970-2999. You are the reason that we are here. Al standing by with the headline news. It's live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Neighbors from all over College Point, Queens, took part in a rally yesterday afternoon to protest the opening of a homeless shelter. Last month, the Department of Homeless Services gave the thumbs up to a plan to house 200 homeless men in a building on 20th Avenue. The shelter would start taking in people in September of 2019. Protesters say the shelter will make their neighborhood unsafe, and more than 2,500 people have signed a change.org petition in opposition to the plan. Mayor de Blasio is also getting some blowback for his deal with Amazon at the Sanders Institute conference in Vermont. The Institute for Progressives was started by Jane Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders' wife. Mayor de Blasio was one of the star attractions over the weekend, but some who are taking part say de Blasio gave away too much to get corporate giant Amazon to come to Queens. The mayor says he did the right thing for the people of New York. He believes Amazon will come through with high-paying jobs for New Yorkers. In sports, Aldrick Roses drilled a 44-yard field goal in overtime, gave the Giants a 30-27 win over the Bears. Corey Davis caught the go-ahead touchdown with 36 seconds left as the Jets lost 26-22 to the Titans. Winnipeg beat the Rangers by the final of 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Ronkonkoma Branch, a 10-minute delay with the LIRR. Still seeing some delays with Metro North on the Harlem line. 15-minute delays, actually. And let's go over to the FNG trains. Everything back on or close to schedule. Traffic is still moving slowly. 80 East exit 30, getting out toward Mount Arlington with a collision. Garden State Parkway north at 145, an accident there. New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes north by 11, an accident to deal with. And it's still really busy on the West Side Highway this morning. West Side Highway northbound at 158. Eighth serious accident, all lanes subject to closure. Over on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Highland Boulevard, accident there. At 440, the West Shore Expressway north of Victory Boulevard, an accident taking a lane as well. It's still kind of busy for you on the southbound thruway approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. And watch for delays on the Sawmill South getting into Yonkers with an accident cleared. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a moustache.
Oh, I see.
Mute is the latest in snoring technology from Australia that may be the solution to your 5'11" snoring problem, letting you finally get a good night's sleep. Snoring is not normal and happens when we breathe through our mouth instead of our nose. Mute is a comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports the airway, allowing snorers to breathe more easily through their nose and keep their mouth closed during sleep. Trials show that 75% of couples are able to enjoy a good night's sleep together when their partner uses Mute. Mute is effective, easy to use, and may just be your answer to a good night's sleep. Mute is available at Walgreens and your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Napa Know How!
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $17.99. Just $17.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Hey, it's that time of year again. You got to send Capalbo's gift baskets. Oh, I do it all the time. You know, Capalbo's is from the neighborhood. They're right there, 350 Allwood Road in Clifton. This is a family that's been in the tri-state area for 110 years, family-owned. I remember always getting a Capalbo's gift basket. I would go over to Capalbo's, and I'd watch them put the gift baskets together. I had dinner last season. I had dinner with the Capalbo family, and they told me how they came from Italy, and they made the baskets. It's exactly the same way today. And now, the only difference is they're all around the United States of America, and they make these great towers. I sent one out already to my buddy. I'm sending more Capalbo's gift baskets out. You will get a call. It's the ultimate show of respect and appreciation when you send Capalbo's. The best baskets, the freshest fruit, wines. Just go to, if you would, Capalbo.com online. But if you want to send something from online, you go to Capalbo'sOnline.com. It's Capalbos. Capalbo'sOnline.com. Check it out. You're going to love everything that they have. 800-252-6262 if you want to call. 800-252-6262. You have to experience a Capalbo's basket, tower, wine. It's like, it's so part of the Christmas tradition. Use the code, by the way, Joe970 at checkout. Boom, 10% off your order. I used the code Joe970 when I ordered my Capalbo's. I did. I got 10% off my order. I loved it. This Christmas, please send the best. Send Capalbo's.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo on the radio, 842. Greg Jarrett is a legal and political analyst for Fox News, author of this great new book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Greg Jarrett, so great to have you on the show. Welcome back, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm well, Joe. Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Nah, man. You know, I always look at ourselves as the translators, Greg Jarrett. You know, we gotta speak the truth as it really is. And what was your reaction to Michael Cohen's new plea agreement?
Well, it struck me as a big nothing. The man is a admitted tax cheat and a liar, and that's not just my opinion. That's what federal prosecutors said of him. when he first pled guilty to, you know, multiple counts of tax evasion and bank fraud with his personal finances. Frankly, the latest plea was an effort by him to gain leniency. And, you know, for all we know, Michael Cohen is now lying about his lies. Part of the problem is that, you know, this team of partisans that Mueller assembled seemed to me to be incredibly desperate to get somebody in the Trump orbit to agree to this notion of collusion with Russia. And so they tend to present statements to these individuals and try to threaten and coerce and intimidate and bully them into agreeing to it. People like Jerome Corsi have said, no, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Manafort has refused to do it. But you've got a guy like Michael Cohen who hasn't an ounce of decency in him, and he's more than willing to say anything to shave some time off his prison sentence.
Yeah, and Greg Jarrett, just to be clear, is Michael Cohen saying anything that could possibly implicate President Trump?
No, that's the amazing thing. You know, it's not a crime to develop real estate in Russia.
Thank you.
Which makes it, you know, it makes it more mystifying why Cohen would lie about it. You know, if some nefarious election collusion was involved, Joe, Cohen would certainly have been charged with that. That's how normal prosecutions unfold. But, you know, again, this idea, this proposal to build a tower in Moscow, in fact, never materialized. And a failed real estate deal by a real estate developer hardly constitutes some quid pro quo for Russian help to win the presidency. So legally, it's nothing, but that doesn't mean that Robert Mueller, who is unscrupulous and unprincipled, will try to use it nevertheless.
How does he get away with it? And you know what's interesting, Greg Jarrett, is Roger Stone's coming up in the next hour on the show, right? And I know that the DOJ, they listen to these shows, like our morning radio show here, and they're listening to us now, I'm sure. And we have such respect for the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and all the men and women in law enforcement. Why can't Mueller, and Greg Jarrett, you are the go-to person at Fox News, and we appreciate you being with us. Is it a possibility? This is me being the optimist that I am, Greg. Can Mueller just go, look, I got nothing. There's collateral damage all over the place. I got nothing. I've tried. They got nothing on the president. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Does Mueller have the decency to do that, sir?
No, he doesn't. And so I suspect that whatever report he produces, sometime soon, I would expect, will build. He won't come out and say, okay, there's no evidence of collusion, whatever the hell that is, conspiracy, coordination, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he will present sort of tangential, circumstantial evidence. Oh, this conversation was suspicious, that interaction, could have down the line meant somebody. He wants to be critical enough of Trump to provide something for the hate Trump media and Democrats in the House once they take control, so that perhaps they'll move toward impeachment, which is a political vehicle. If it were a legal vehicle, there would be no impeachment of Donald Trump. So I do expect Mueller and his team of partisans to present something critical of Trump, even though legally it's nothing.
But Greg Jarrett, your great book says it all. It's the Russia hoax. Talking to Greg Jarrett with Piscopo in the morning. It's the Russia hoax. The illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump. The illicit scheme. Hillary Clinton. Why don't they go there? And forgive me, I'm an amateur here. Greg, you're the expert, man. But it's like what she did to bleach the emails, to hammer the emails for the Clinton Foundation. I said this earlier, and I don't want to sound like I'm a broken record, but can someone please explain to me, and maybe you can, Greg, why no one is going after the Clintons at this point? I mean, will maybe Whitaker go after the Clintons now that Sessions is gone?
Well, he should, although given the fact that he is an interim appointee, who was not Senate confirmed, but nevertheless, legally a legitimate interim appointee, he probably might leave it to the appointed attorney general, whomever that is. I'm hoping it's Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas, who would be a terrific attorney general. He'd be the kind of guy who would reopen the Hillary Clinton email case, not only because she jeopardized national security and clearly broke the Espionage Act, but she destroyed evidence under subpoena. So I think if there was an attorney general Ratcliffe, that would be reopened. And I think he, too, would also go after people like James Comey, who has appeared to engage in all kinds of corrupt behavior, including using false evidence to a FISA court to spy on an American citizen. He signed off vouching for the authenticity of the documents that he submitted, when in fact he must have known they were completely phony and false. So there are a lot of people who should be investigated and prosecuted. Comey, McCabe, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, the whole gang were involved in that illicit scheme.
How does Jerry Nadler, how does Adam Schiff, how do they go on TV over the weekend, Greg Jarrett? And it's everything about this, the quote-unquote Russian delusion, collusion, and then not address exactly what you talked about, exactly what you break down meticulously in your book, The Russia Hoax. How do the Democrats go there with a straight face, I wonder, Greg?
Well, they're hyper-partisans, and they hate Trump, and they don't mind bending their words and the truth in order to try to portray Trump in the light that is the worst. Yeah. I mean, these are guys who were invested in their conclusion a year and a half ago that Trump, clearly had engaged in collusion. I mean, these are the people who said, by now we'll know of rendezvous in Moscow between Trump and Putin. We'll know about bank transfers and all sorts of criminal conduct. And, of course, none of that has come to fruition. So they're invested in this phony story.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, before we let you go, should the president simply pardon Manafort, Flynn, and Papadopoulos, do you think?
That's a tricky political question. If it were me, I'd pardon them all simply because of the corrupt actions of Mueller and his team of partisans. I really would. If the president of the United States is in a tough situation, maybe after the next presidential election, if he's reelected, sure, why not?
Calms it down. Greg Jarrett's got the book, the must-read, especially this holiday season, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. It's objective. It's right on the money. It meticulously breaks down all of these things that you and I see. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Hey, Greg, please come back soon, man. We need you close, okay?
Okay, Joe. Thanks so much.
No, thank you very much. Greg Jarrett right there. The Russia Hoax is the name of the book. Piscopo in the Morning, 8:51 right now. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you diligently every morning on the roads of AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening out here. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 25, Hollisville 25. It's a tough ride on the Garden State Parkway North at 137. An accident there. And over on the West Side Highway North at 158, they're still cleaning up a pretty serious accident, heavy in both directions. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This year, as we count down the number of giving days till Christmas, you're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at teamelder.org. Larry Elder here. It's a great way to fight for good this season because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States every year. Through the generosity of people like you, they provide vital services including shelter, meals, and holiday assistance. And best of all, the money you give stays within your local community to help your neighbors most in need. In fact, here's how your gifts go to work. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. As we count down the number of giving days till Christmas, you're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at teamelder.org. Please join the fight for good and go to teamelder.org and donate today. Love has an army. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good.
Don't miss all the excitement of Seton Hall Pirates basketball Tuesday night as the Pirates host the New Hampshire Wildcats. Pre-game show at 6:20, opening tip 6:30. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
8:54 with Joe on the radio. Let me tell you about my friend Steve Perillo, if I can. Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 years. Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Why choose Perillo? I can tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. But why not listen to some folks who have lived it?
Perillo's been great, first class all the way. It's been such a pleasure.
Perillo basically has handled everything. We didn't have to worry about trying to get hold of tickets or worrying about how to get to one place or another. It makes it so much more relaxing that someone else has planned all this for you. Perillo has done just an excellent job, in my opinion.
Coming with this particular tour has been like having a best friend that was already in Italy.
Well said. Be the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Limit one per household, please. Call 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
8:55 with Joe on the radio, 5 before 9 o'clock. Joe Lumberg, our marathon man meteorologist. Joey, we're looking at pictures of you online running your heart out in the half marathon. Was that Saturday or Sunday, Joey?
Sunday. It was yesterday morning.
What? I would be in a coma.
I need to be in traction right now. My legs hurt. They really hurt. I pushed harder than I wanted to.
You look great, man. God bless. So you're such an inspiration because, like, and I always say, because you were near 300 pounds, you lost the weight, and then you work out, but your joints and everything are holding up, and you don't do Advil or any or anything.
Well, I did take a couple of ibuprofen last night. I did do that.
You needed something afterwards, man. God bless
you. And I've got some on the ready.
There it is, just in case. Listen, Joe, you're an inspiration, Joey Lumberg. Hey, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day.
Today's
the
day.
It's pretty nice today, right?
Yeah, today's a nice one. Get out and enjoy it, because I think we're headed to about 56 with sunshine, maybe 58. Warmest day by far the next 10 days in the tri-state. It looks like it's much colder tomorrow, about 41 despite sunshine, upper 30s on Wednesday, and probably near 40 Thursday and Friday. It's not going to be warm after today.
We love you, Joe. Congratulations on finishing at such a great time that you did, Joey.
Thank you.
The best.
Thank you.
Joe Lumberg right there. It's 8:56. Roger Stone is coming up momentarily. Charlie Finch, we got a couple seconds, but, you know, Charlie, always like to respect you, get you on the air. My friend, how you doing?
Joe, I mailed you a Sammy Davis Jr. collectible for Hanukkah. Should be arriving tomorrow.
I love it.
On the Trump
Thank
Treaty,
you.
The MCA Treaty. Under the Constitution, it only needs approval from the Republican Senate, so the Democratic House is not in play. Free case of Relief Factor to Joe Lumberg for the holidays. And Frank Morano, Cat Power is a woman, not a band.
There it is. Thank you very much, Charlie. I see the rest of the calls, but we got to go to break. Right, Albert, we should move. Is that what you're telling me? We're not going to have time?
No, we're not going to have time.
Darn it. I apologize because I see the calls there. 877-970-2999.
E. Frank's retrospective on George Bush is not something.
Well, now, come on. Now, when we come back, Anthony Pope, my dear friend, and we know Anthony is a legal analyst on AM 970, the Answer, brilliant mind that he is, has a great George H.W. Bush story, President Bush story, that I and I texted Anthony. I said, would you share that story with us, which we'll hear in the 9 o'clock hour. Like, that's not enough. Mr. Roger Stone, veteran Republican consultant, longtime Trump advisor, confidant of the president, and author of the book Stone's Rules. Talk about great books. Stone's Rules, the name of the book. We're going to be talking about Roger and how Bob Mueller is going after Roger Stone. Roger Stone is standing fast, God bless him, but you'll hear Roger live on the air on Radio Piscopo. It's ridiculous. We're trying to make sense of it all, and it's getting out of hand, and we will be the oasis. We will be the translators for you when you watch the narrative of the mainstream media that we don't understand. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Alan, Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.